Sanje
Kaya verse 21. When I am deeply troubled over my lack of success, it is the weapon of my own evil deeds turn upon me for hindering the work of the holy ones. From now I shall renounce all hindering.
おっとくしねた、ちゃわまどくせいでらた、ちゃわまごいんくれ。たっぺんのちゅうぎとね、ちゅうぎちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうちゅうち sim chuk de o tin de yum de o de
lack of success here can mean different things, yeah. If we look at it in terms of Dharma practice, having a lack of success in Dharma practice is a kind of a lack of success. Yeah. So one may claim to be practicing Dharma, or we want to practice the Dharma, and may actually go about doing it. Yeah. But somehow, it doesn't really become a practice, but one may end up only just accumulating negativities, and as a result of that, then the mind gets disturbed. So this is a kind of a lack of success.
Some
And then in terms of worldly activities, let's say for example, if you are looking, you want to do business, to acquire wealth, of course, to acquire money. But of course, things don't always turn out the way we want, isn't it? Right? Things don't go as planned. Of course, if things don't go as planned, then you're not. Then there is a lack of success, isn't it?
所以，
In terms of Dharma practice, of course, the lack of success here could mean, one's mind becoming harder instead of becoming more disciplined, more subdued. But the whole point of practicing the Dharma, I don't think we start practicing Dharma with the intention of making a loss, isn't it? But somehow, even though if we engage in Dharma practice, but somehow the mind doesn't get subdued, but perhaps one may get involved in more negativities. Yeah. So if this happens, of course, this is a lack of success. Yeah. And when that happens, then one has to remember that this is the ripening effect of the negativities accumulated in the past.
어떻습니까? 다 가르쳐버렸어요. 다들 소연들의 담배, 내가 파시셔버렸어. 다 소연들 쪽으로 변한. 다 기부 담아놓은 게 주 송사라. 아니 파시셔. 아 다가 나시. 아니 랑다시. 변한 가서시기 아니 간단 기초로 쓰고 진도 가라. 아니 파시셔. 안 다가 나시. 아니 시 가서시. 아니 시 다 주라. 롬열치. 아니 가서시. 아니 곰야에. 진솔라. 아니 시 그런 게 발치 체발했어. 발치 체제 아니 지금 다 최체도 맞추지 아니 최마이의 최소 아니 죽벌 체제. 어떤 진대기 아니 내 사실 뒤 남들 몇 비디오래서 어떻게 생각해?
So when one encounters such a lack of success, we might wonder what is the reason for that, yeah. Well, verse 21 says, "Is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for hindering the work of the holy ones?" This could be a result of causing obstacles to those holy beings. Causing obstacles. Let's say, there are people who are giving teachings, but you cause interruptions or problems. For them, or when there are people who are engaging in virtue, whether they are doing their daily recitations or whether they are doing study or whether they are doing meditation, but if we interrupt their practice, we cause problems for them, obstacles for their practice, and we become a condition for them to turn towards non-virtue. Yeah, so this kind of karma. Negative karma will ripen in the form, in the experience of having a lack of success in ourselves.
어떻습니까? 단단히 못해. 다 뒤대갑라, 갑갈랑자는 출라, 고아대배지. 소소히 내기 남르면 많이 받아. 내기 남시아 마시아 마시아 단도 출로 고아대배지. 강추지 출이 많이 보자. 출로 고아답지. 아니 지다 남배 출기 뒤김도 뒤기 뒤김도 선에 고아답에 있고도 와. 어떻게갑라? 당한자. 밖에 내게 남으면 되어야 할 텐데 삼다 당체 아니 고랑이 죄인 말해서 죄기 죄네 어디데다 아니 공부시해도나 편도 있고요래.
And there are people who put the blame of who put the blame on the Dharma for their lack of success. So when they encounter problems, now then they put the blame on the Dharma, and the Dharma didn't benefit me. No, it is the fault of the Dharma, and so forth. Yeah. So I think it's, we must remember that it is not the fault of the Dharma, yeah, but rather it is our own fault, yeah, because we accumulated the cause for a lack of success in the past.
Yeah.
Actually, it is the spirit of all the mind training teachings. Whatever mind training instruction, advice from Lojong and so forth. It is the spirit of the the mind training instructions. Do not look for the problem or the fault outside. But all the mind training instructions are all one in saying that whatever problems we experience, the culprit is ourselves, nobody else. The fault lies in us.
Rather
than instead of looking for the cause of the problem outside, we should reflect on the workings of karma and its effect, and to conclude, to realize that we are ourselves at fault. So whatever problem we may be experiencing, we are ourselves created the cause. And based on, based on an understanding of the workings of cause and effect, karma and its effect, yeah, and based on the understanding, then one makes it a determination to give up causing obstacles to others when they engage in virtue. So on top of refraining from causing obstacles to others in their practice of virtue, we should ideally we should rejoice sincerely, to feel really from the heart in others' practice of virtue, and also to actually praise, give a to praise their practice of virtue. Yeah. Such an understanding, then we make a pledge to renounce the hindering others' practice of virtue, and so then to live by the pledge, to live by it. And if we do live by the pledge, then we actually accumulate the virtue, which then becomes a cause for our own success in the future. When my guru is displeased with me, no matter what I do, it is the weapon of my own evil deeds. Turn upon me for acting duplicitous. How the hell do you pronounce that word? Duplicitously. towards the holy Dharma. From now, I shall reduce my duplicity towards the Dharma.
Duplicity. What's that? Duplicity, duplicate. I don't know what I'm saying.
Two-faced, I think, right? What's mean?
Yes. Oh, Tukshin, that one, that, please. That the name of the water, Dana, Ranigi, Anishita, Lama, never see it up, Anish Kandi, Shabaina, Kapkalata, Susuki, Chitam, Madivi, Kingi, Chitam, Machivi, Kingi, that, Lama, Maniba, you went. What today, King Terva? What did he say? Anichita, Kapalazo Susoyan, Sim Matevacha, Teloke, and Sim Lakanga, Tier, what did they call Layan? Dian Puki, Jun Chuksati, Lamalazoya Paris.
Sometimes, because of a lack of skillfulness, one may end up doing things, you know, that displease the virtuous friend, yeah. and then when the guru is displeased, you know, then sometimes people get upset, yeah, worried, depressed, their minds get disturbed, you know. Then you know, some people may end up having wrong views, you know, negative thoughts. A lack of then, they lose their faith or devotion, yeah, towards the virtuous friend. Yeah. So anyway, when these things happen, then one has to remember to not point the finger at the virtuous friend.
Oh, that is what did it. That the Karishabarasana, that Tonda, and is Yawangaman Namsu, that the Nasson, Tambechono, Mogoshavains, that's Yawangaman Namsu, and Tambechono.
So the cost for that, according to the verses, because we have, we acted, you know, in pretense, basically, in the past. For having a duplicity, you know, towards the Dharma. So what does duplicity here, what does it mean? You know? So for example, when one is in front or in the presence of other, one looks holy, peaceful, calm, subdued. You know? You put on that appearance or you give people that appearance. You know? But then when you're not in the presence of others, you know, then you act in a completely different way. Let's say, you know, bad conduct, you know, just engaging in negativities and so forth. So that is being two-faced. Yeah. That's duplicity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your guru tells you to not do this and that you should abandon doing this and that, and then you should do this and that, you know. And then you tell the guru, yes, you make the promise, yeah, yeah, I will do it. But actually, you don't do that. You make a promise, but after you made your promise, you know, when the guru is not around, I mean, you act in ways that are contrary to the promise. You know? And then instead of abandoning what you should abandon and cultivating what we should cultivate, and then we, instead of that, you know, we just engage in just non-virtue or negativities. So that's acting with duplicity. And when the karma ripens, you know, as the experience that is mentioned in this verse, yeah, when it doesn't matter what we do, then the guru is displeased. Yeah.
Oh, toh sini ta tinde ane shita kumbha sheni tini tani ta tamcha shaya tinde legi namam tiyo ma samcha ane shita tani sondi cholongko misha gos. Oh, toh sini ta sondi tini cholongko chongar shaya seshi.
So realizing that, then one makes a promise to not act with duplicity towards the Dharma henceforth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the teachings tell us that it's important not to act with duplicity. That what you look like on the outside must actually accord with who you really are on the inside. Yeah. Yeah, so basically what you see is what you get, you know. So they give the example of a piece of fruit, yeah. So a fruit should look right on the outside and inside. Should look ripe on the outside, but it also should actually be ripe on the inside, yeah. So yeah.
Oh, Tuxini, that on the Tere, Inayata, that Kashinala Tinu, Dayang, Susu, Nang Mimbachi, and Chim Mimbati, the Jings, that on the Tere, Nang Mimbala, the Shindo in the Tere, Chobaching in the Nayaku, Chilata, Nakunja, Mabalata, Nang Mimbas, Chim Mimbas, the Shindo Pejaneta, Nang Timin, the Chili Mamanet, and the Yapurata, the Duga to Guatemala. Nang
Mimba, Chim Mamimba. So you have a piece of fruit, right? So I mean, if it is ripe on the outside and inside, then it's well and good, yeah. But even if it is not, even if it doesn't look ripe on the outside, you know, but actually, if it is ripe on the inside, yeah. It is still perfectly okay, isn't it? So they say as a practitioner. So if you have the substance on the inside, you know, that's all that matters, yeah. So even if on the outside you don't really look as if you have some substance, but that's fine.
You know.
Of course, being unripe on the inside and outside is the worst. This is rotten.
Huh?
Well, the point is that if you are both we are unright both on the outside and inside, you know, then there's not much point in saying that one is practicing the Dharma, because there hasn't been any benefit, isn't
it?
So even if one's external behavior is not so, you know, maybe not so pleasant, but if on the inside, if that person is, at least the person is quite peaceful, calm, happy, calm and happy, that's quite okay, isn't it? I mean, right?
That person talk was said it about it. You know, person talk was said it can this person. That she me about, nah me about, that she can just some book go here on it. She no nigger tumba said it to it, that to the she could just some boy. Now she do you, that she no nigger yam yapush, that she could just yapush you, that person talk was said it.
Of course, that's not the ideal. Of course, the best if one is ripe on the outside and inside. Yeah. So besides being happy on the inside and being calm, but if externally, you know, if one's conduct is also pleasant, then that will be perfect, isn't it? Although one, of course, cannot tell what's happening in the... Of course, we cannot tell what's happening in people's mind, and people cannot really tell what's happening in our mind. But in general, our external conduct is important, yeah? Especially if we call or consider ourselves to be a practitioner, or and in particular a follower of the Mahayana teachings. I think one of the earlier verses mentioned, right, that we should not be, our behavior or our conduct ideally should not be a condition for others to accumulate non-virtue. Should not be a condition for others to be upset.
So
the external conduct is still important, because there is a saying in Tibetan which goes something like this. Even if your realization is equal to the gods, but your conduct or your behavior should accord with man, with humanity, with mankind. Yeah, that's what they say.
So
even if one has realizations and so forth, but still that doesn't mean, you know, that one can go around saying all kinds of things, you know. Yeah. So external conduct is still considered to be important. Yeah.
So
When everyone contradicts me, it is the weapon of my own evil deeds. Turn upon me for belittling, shame and modesty. From now on, I shall avoid rough behavior. So in such a situation where you get contradicted, when in fact when everyone is like against you, no? Or when perhaps you didn't do anything in this life, you know, but somehow you know you get criticized, everybody criticizes you or puts you down, you know? Then what should you think, you know, when that happens? So when such a situation arises, yeah, actually there's nothing else to think. Yeah, there's nothing else to think other than it being the result of our own karma. Yeah. So it's always the result of our own karma. That's the best thing to think. Yeah. Okay. So, and what kind of karma did we accumulate in order to experience such a to have everyone contradicting us or criticizing us, even if we didn't do anything in this life? So it says it is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for belittling or disregarding shame and embarrassment, yeah, in relation to our teachers, in relation to our parents, in relation to our loved ones and relatives and so forth, yeah, in the past.
Oh, 독신이 다 어차피 키도 쓰지 아니지 다 아니지 가수하래 다 아니지 미겨 나 쏠라 아니지 다 죽대 다 떠나래.
Well, it is said that because of disregarding shame and embarrassment, then we engage then in all kinds of non-virtue. So what is a lack of embarrassment or lack of shame? So there are the two different things, shame and then embarrassment. Yeah. So we covered this before already, I think in Lorik. Yeah. So you have a shame and embarrassment and a lack of shame and a lack of embarrassment, right? So the lack of shame is the mind that does not refrain from committing non-virtue on account of oneself. That is a lack of shame.
Oh, tuh sini. Pena tadi dari pena susu itu, kalau nak tak jinjing itu baru lembayna, tak jinjing itu baru ane cipta 저시 창단 제바스 독신의 순구 여장 아니 지금 변했다 창로 소바 통일도 변한 창로 소바다 네 창로 소냅니다 네 창로 소바 통하다 디데이 깨지 텐도 가라 오 다디 루고 마레 랑기 지니기 동부 레아레 켈레 탐제 치어레스 제자다 디기 마레 스니다 랑 유즈르 제네 네바지 잡았다 근데 점점나 또 와서셔 봤다 되래. 와서 여봤셔 그. 랑 주드는 전에 경영에도 몰라 말해. 저는 지금 말을 했습니다. 네 받지. 가고 여러 와. 내가 또 와서셔 봤으나 또 와서 여봤으나 되래.
What is a shame? To maybe to give an example, let's say if you have taken the lay vow of abstaining from alcohol. Then somehow you find yourself in a situation whereby alcohol is present, and if you want to, you could actually choose to drink. But because of having taken the vow of the lay vow of abstaining from alcohol, and you remember that you have taken that vow, then you think to yourself, oh, I have made the promise to not drink. I've taken the vow, so I shouldn't drink. And then you then restrain yourself, isn't it, from drinking, because on account of yourself having taking the vow, that is an example of that mind that you know, abstains from drinking alcohol on account of having taken the vow, right? Yourself, that is shame.
다또다 랑 준선 전에 네바텔 잠바 세스다또다 모처 쉐바스는데 랑 준선 전에 네바텔 잠바스다.
That is shame, yeah. Shame, you must not think of it in English, yeah. Shame in English is a bad thing, right? But here is a good thing. Shame is a good thing. Shame is that mind that abstains, that causes you to abstain from a particular non-virtue on account of yourself. So that is the mental factor of shame, yeah. Alright? Yeah, mota, yeah. Shame.
그러면 심수리 약보면 버리 고구도 인지나 가지.
인지나
아니 나 디거로 될. 내가 디거.
In English is a bad thing, right? Shame, right? Is it a bad thing? It doesn't have a good. I don't.
Shame is good thing or bad thing?
Bad.
Huh?
I'm looking at the dictionary now. It says it's bad.
Shameful.
Bad. No shame is good. So no shame is good. The shame is good or no shame?
Shame is good, right?
Huh?
Somehow people good. Think of it as bad, right? But actually, it's very shameful, right? We say, right? But actually, it's good, right? I mean, shameless.
Yeah. Shameless is bad. Shame is good. Huh? Yeah. Shame is good. Shameless is bad. Yeah? I think so. No? I don't know. Anyway. Anyway, I have no idea. I think, yeah, that don't that tire. Don't that ye? Don't that better than that? Go see what check it out tire. That? 배나 소속이 내려 죽도 지도가나 아니 소속이 다 진행이 또 말려면 가봐 소속 가유스 다 랑 균전 소속은 지금 말했어 내 길에 담지 쳐서 다 균전 대신에 소속을 잠바디 다 맞아 여배 맞아 여바 제가 그러고 맞아 몇 번이나 그 죽으러 와
Well, if you have taken the vow of to not kill, and And then you find yourself in a situation whereby if you could kill if you want to, but you nevertheless you abstain from killing on account of having taken the vow of not killing. So that is having shame, isn't it? If there's no shame, one would kill, isn't it? Or you would drink if you could choose to drink. You could choose to kill if you didn't, even though you don't feel shameful. Yeah? Embarrassment is abstaining from non-virtue on account of others. Right? So if you have a choice, let's say if there was an opportunity whereby you could drink or kill if you wanted to, but you nevertheless you abstain on account of others. So embarrassment is the mind which abstains from non-virtue on account of others. For example, if you have taken the lay vow of abstaining from alcohol or the lay vow of not killing, and you find yourself in a situation whereby you could drink or kill if you chose to, but nevertheless you decide not to, you abstain from that non-virtue on account of the guru, for example. If you remember, I've taken this vows from my teacher, and then or let's say you suddenly you think of, you remember the Buddha's. Then you think, if I drink, if I kill, they will know for sure. So then on account of basically, on account of others, whether it's the guru or the Buddhas or somebody else, embarrassment is that mind that abstains from non virtue on account of others, yeah. So remembering that our past disregard for shame and embarrassment is the cause for experiencing criticisms and blame from others, then we make a pledge henceforth to avoid says here rough behavior.
어떻게 다다 바게다 바게다 가르소라 미루에 차와서 쳐다 쳐다 비트비 차와서 어떠 내려다 고쳐야 이 말에 나 바게 십사부시나 쳐다 비트비 차와 뒤졸아 아니 지다 안주 안주벌에 미셔왔어야 되네 어디야다 되네 아니 지 남도야 미셔봐 아니 지 맞아 채야던 데봐 어떡시니 디데이 돈에 아니 보기 보기 딕발을 잡았어 어디 숨겨라 지기인스 어떡시니 담자셔야 어디
rough behavior is essentially actions that do not accord with the Dharma, non-Dharma, non-Dharmic actions. Yeah. So here we're making the pledge to avoid non-dharmic actions and also to have both shame and embarrassment.
Yeah. 디데이 돈에 아니지다 추마이 베스 자와라 죽발라 안 잼에 다톤다 맞아 튀어든 대백원에 추마이 베스 자와라 죽발라 잼바치고에 신체 어떡숭겨래
Our point is that henceforth with shame and embarrassment then one abstains from non-dharmic actions.
어 드셔 따티네마 아니 지다 아 거저도 맞다도 타르체 득시 냠보 초스 총원이 내가 존재하고 코인 단이 칸은 미시 냠버차스
And there is disagreement as soon as my companions gather. It is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for, it says, peddling, I don't know what's the Tibetan, but it says, peddling my discontent and evil disposition everywhere. From now on, without any ulterior motive, I shall behave well towards all. Yeah, it's translated as companions here. Maybe that's more politically correct. But the word in Tibetan koron literally means entourage. Including people who work for you. So the commentary says that if you, let's say even if you have gathered many workers or people who work for you, people who help you, you know. But somehow, even if you succeed in bringing them into your fold, but they don't stay for a long time, right? They leave you. So when such a thing happens, then.
Oh, to see that that the company actually that the children do well, that was then careiness. That got all the team. That casual team. That corner position. That yeah, namsa chair to actually run to manage that. 아니 kablaya mazu ta kari shinres, kan shinres, oti sungu tuwa ta di shidu kula di lena ani ji kari sungu arsa na dukshi nyamba asa ta dukshi nyamba asa ya tira ta shiga nyamba asa ta suzu yi choba nyamba asa ya tira suzu yi choba nyamba ta dukshi nyamba ani tindegi jingi ani ji ta shin kate bari chaba res, jawa nga manam su shin ji konam kate bari chaba tindegi jingi nambar mibiru rama
Well, these things do happen. Yeah. You see people, you know, they may have gathered like a big following, you know. But even if they, you know, do manage to get, you know, many people to like them or to, I don't know, work for them or, you know, basically bring them into their fold. But somehow, it doesn't last, you know. People just, they just leave, and you know, people split, you know. So that is said to be a result of our own bad conduct. And that's the result of us causing people to have disharmony, to causing people to disagree, causing people to, you know, to split, you know. Yeah, in the past. Yeah.
Yeah. Tani kala mishi lepar chaa so tukshini ta tamze shahe re. O tine za tunda yin ta ta jikta rwa ta sozo yin ta kunjo sambo ta yapu yin meba yin ta jana sozo chok ta kore yin ta rangi kore neto ya kapo rwa jikta sambo ta ma rwa.
Actually, in general, I mean it is life, yeah, that if our own, you know, conduct and our behavior is not up to mark, yeah, people will not hang around us, yeah. People will not stay with us for a long time, isn't it? You will not, I mean, yeah.
Oh, tushini. Jaza, ta tide inza, ane chik tina tire, ta chinje, ane chikpena, ta sulang, ta kandeye shile inaya, ta sozoye kato ina, ta mishiga, nyamba mishiga, mishiga sangbo. Ane chik, Zumdang tenpa otuksina sunga, ta tanda mi shiga sangpodi, ani gyundu ati tuksini yungayla, ani tamche shaya, tela zomba chaya, oti imada.
So the solution is to have a pleasant disposition and to be honest, yeah. To be truthful and to be honest, yeah. And here one makes the pledge to have a pleasant disposition, to behave properly, to have a nice, pleasant disposition, and to be straightforward, to be honest, yeah, to be truthful,
yeah.
So essence is to have a pleasant disposition to behave well. Yeah, and not to have an unpleasant disposition and not to be nasty, yeah? And the result of this will be that in the future we will have many helpers and friends, and they will stay with you for a long time, yeah.
When
all my kin or loved ones become my enemies, it is a weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me, for it says harboring evil thoughts. From now on, I shall reduce my deceit and guile.
Oh, doxine, that did not swan to that cousin, then you say, said it wrong, like never said it over that wrong, like never that lamain, that wrong, like never lame, and it wrong, like never chair. And it wrong, that ni never, and it trumpeted zoki, and it wrong, that draw long, or today, jingy, and it is some dual chuan. Or what that tickle the young, the lending is some of them, lending is.
So when our loved ones or those who are close to us, starting with the guru, when we become distanced from the virtuous friend, or when our loved ones, friends, companions, you know, when they become enemies, for example, then
so.
Uh, when we experience that kind of stuff, we may become unhappy, we suffer, right? That time we have to remember karma.
어떻게 딱 가려서나 삼반나 삼반냐마 나도 조금 인수가 되서야나 신체에서도 나니 가르쳐나다 겨왕암 남수 샬하니 지금다 가르쳐라 삼반냐 몇권에 아니 모수 남아 겨왕 모수 남아 이제 맞춰봐야 나야 아니 지금 밖에 가라 생기 띵네 아니 샬하 지금 삼반냐마 장치에서 샬하 뇌퇴보지 중나 아니 삼반냐마 나도 장태시 어떻게 아니 지금 레니베 손절하러 고아인스
So when the people who matter to you, who are close to you, when they become your enemies, then it is said that this is the result of having harmed them in the past. We harmed them in the past. Even if we did not directly harm them in the past, but we harbored, you know, from the depths of our hearts, you know, thoughts of malice towards them.
어떻게 제자다 다디나 어떻게 숨어라다 다또다 선반냐만 남도 쪽으로 샬라다 시시 군진치즈 늦습니다니 여바이나 숙심부시 여바이나 가서 숨어 나시네 되게 다 레사 두고요래 들어와 레사시 아니 남부르면 좀 용구요래 제자다 가브랭은 좀 옷을 만나나야 늦음 있으면 교매바로 some corsivari dinner, semi the noun to shook some jambina, till he has sighing queer it. Less sassy, number two, young way, chess, or the king way, or did it?
If you remember our past discussions, just by harboring malicious thoughts, harboring the thoughts of one, of wanting to harm others, having that kind of strong grudge and resentment. Yeah, if that is enough to accumulate karma, which then will ripen in the form of suffering experience in the future. It is possible that people will think that, I didn't actually harm them directly. You know, I just have thoughts of harming them, but I didn't actually do something bad to them. You know? So that it's okay, not too bad. You know, but actually, that's not the case. You know? Just if we harbor malicious thoughts, you know, in our minds for a long time. And if it is very strong resentment or if you're holding on to a grudge, that itself motivates the accumulation of karma already. And the result is suffering. We will have to experience the result,
yeah.
So then from now on we make the pledge, you know, that I will reduce my deceit and guile.
어떠시니 따뜻한다 딜라다 가슴에 맞다 가슴 아프게 노리깔로 여바나 시래 다 여다 규 시래 따뜻한다 딜에 가슴에 조조다 예바다 굴대라 딜대기 아니 지 차베 티 옮기 아니 지 랑라 예바 여나야 아니 지 메바나 시세 라기냐바 샬라 미모바치세 베바스 다 베베 로치오라 베바 베기 로치오라 다 틸라 요 세스티마레
So you have these two mental factors here, deceit and gal. This was covered in the mind and mental factors, motivated by an attachment to material gain and reputation or respect. Then, deceit is the mind that hides, you know, purposely, intentionally hide, you know, one's fault from others. Because you want motivated by a desire to get something and an some material object or some praise or you know, good reputation. Yeah. So that kind of mind is called deceit. Yeah.
Otosine ta juse de ta ta kala shi ta nyako la chape ongi ane chi rangi yote rangi yote mena ya ta pogi yoba tang yoba nashin shwa tuye de la ta juse de tere.
Gal is the mind that puts up a false front, pretending to have qualities that one actually does not possess, motivated by a desire or attachment to material gain and respect or reputation and so forth. Yeah. So that is a gal, yeah. Putting up a false front. False as in pretending to have qualities that one doesn't have, then the other is also putting up a false front, but intending, hiding, one's faults, yeah, and mistakes,
yeah.
Well, having said this, how do you, what's the relationship between the pledge, reducing our gal, deceit and gal, and to what was this, the experience of, our kins, our loved ones becoming enemies, and that is said to be a result of us harboring evil thoughts, yeah? So what's really the connection between these two?
You see anything? The connection? Huh? I'm not sure how that connect together. What did you say? Mata? That is your middle. That is your middle. Call it. That is not. Passion neta. Mushu nawe se. Tim. Kasi timme kola. Pashne sabayins. Lenge sonja rala koi. Tani koto laso. Pongar cha sisto.
What is sick with consumption? I have no idea. When I'm sick with consumption, how do you pronounce edema? I checked out the dictionary. It's like some kind of swelling, right? Yeah. Oh, so Christine, you know. I have no idea what, I mean.
Consul, what you said, yeah?
Yeah, pejong. It says consumption. What's consumption? Huh? TV is a consumption. Just say TV lah. When I'm sick with consumption, I thought it was to do with being overweight. When I'm sick with consumption or edema, it is a weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for unlawfully and indiscriminately stealing others' wealth. From now on, I shall renounce plundering others' wealth.
Part of Jehovah's purchase.
Pei zong.
Pei zong.
Pei zong ten tang mu chu sa. Pei gengi pei.
Pei zong. Pei zong. Pei zong. Pei zong. Dewa dame da tu. Da nyan da purchase yung tu. Part of Jehovah's. Da pei zong da cik dame da yung tu. Da nyan da da pei zong na la yang. Pei zong ma zi negi ming ma re. Da nyan da part of Jehovah's. Pei zong. Part of
Jehovah's.
Purchase the netang star.
Purchase netang.
Mucho nai se se.
Mucho yaro.
That came to that man, that the out, that the jina, damn it, that the day, that part of Jobas to Allah, Quran, that the yet she did it. That negi, to remember, said, so, Tanga Zola, church to Allah, Pachi Mutua. Oh, I'm a chicken. Meet a Miami, it didn't know what you said, church, part of 저에게 내 용해 다 내란 쓰고 다 바지에 용해 어떤 순간이지 아니 직내 아니 직 내다면도 다 돈다이다 돈다 뛰나시네 배나 무슈스 때 TV나 다 오늘 경선 내보이는데 다 내 경기 다 소소로 슈 교부 차시 아니 직 보겠다 아니 직 보기 좋지 마트에 알바 아니 강한 슈 용하지
I guess there may be different versions of the root text. Yeah. So in my commentary, it says, "When I'm afflicted with, when I'm beset with obstacles, sicknesses, and edema, isn't it? Yeah. But yeah." So in this commentary it says when I'm beset or when I meet with obstacles and sicknesses. So that's for example when we are practicing the Dharma, we may meet with interferences from both humans and non-humans, and we may also we may also fall sick, whether it is a TB or cancer or whatever.
어떻게 돈다이 다 내기 경기 돈다이 다 소소 소부 교수 자시다 집박이다 주치 맞을진 거라 소부 교수 자시다 내 가리네 돈다 티레다 교수 자시다 내기 경기 아니 즉 주치 맞을 로.
So anyway, whatever the sickness may be, but the end result is that you know you become very frail. Physically, you know, weak to the point that you actually cannot really do much practice. Yeah. So when such a thing happens,
어떻게 해? 다디 아니시다 가르쳐봤어. 침에 걸어 밤에 바관이다 아니시다 거기 가르쳐서 걸어 밤에도 농접아 세디티래. 와. 걸어 밤에도 농접아 세. 아디 나버림 밑에 숨겨래.
골은 안 수제디.
골.
안 수.
산지 골 쳐봤어. 산지 주지도 골 쳐봤어. 골 쳐라.
골 뛰더라. 예, 지금이도대.
아니.
괜찮네.
가시야.
지금이도. 지 마지막에 뭐 기우셔.
다니 골로라서 빠르셔라.
어.
아?
마지막에 뭐 지부 기우셔.
아니. 마지막에 맞다. 골 쳐봤어.
골 쳐봤어.
내가 고쳐봤었는데 마지막에 봤었는데 돈도 너무 돈이었다 마지막에 낭패로 왔다 너무 돈이었다
Well, it is translated as unlawfully and indiscriminately stealing others' wealth. Yeah. But well, it is stealing, but actually the object from whom you steal from, actually, in Tibetan, what it means is actually taking the possessions of the three jewels, for example. Yeah, kor, in Tibetan, chime, kor. Yeah, like, for example, taking stuff belonging to the Buddha, taking stuff and then using them, you know. So, yeah.
Oh, to shine. That chitan, that, namjuina, that. 나 가르쳐 봤다. 남주는 제대로 난 남주용도 제대로 봤다. 다 럽슈기 대라이나 아니지 다 공부한 제대로 대바이나 아니지 럽슈기 대기 아니지 다 초바들려나 초바티 아니지 다 가르쳐 보기 내룰롱 가서 셀러 소바 롱주에 누가나 그 출림도 대바시 구구야래. 그러나 다 예수인 다 판배 바꿔봤지. 대신 대바시기 아니 롱주에지 마도 아니지. 판바이 과바이나 아니 데라 데시 롱쥬나 아니 치매도 아니 지꼴라 롱쥬마세 디샤기야레
So unlawfully it's translated as unlawfully but actually what it means is if one is an ordained person for example if you are living in a monastic environment. If you if that person is not really an ordained person in reality, because the person has broken the root vow, has committed a defeat, what we call a defeat of the Pratamoksha vow, yeah? So that such a person is no longer an ordained person in reality, right? So when that person still still uses the possessions of the Sangha community, whether it is the abode or the food and so forth, so that would be it says unlawful, but actually unethical. The person does not have the vows already, but actually, you know, but still using the possessions of the Sangha community. Or one could partake of those possessions, no? Indiscriminately, you know, without any guidelines, without any rules, you know, I mean, just, you know, and without any consideration for whether a particular action is a virtue or virtuous or non-virtuous, you know, and one, you know, have the kind of heck care attitude, you know, who cares, you know, you just do it, you know, kind of the kind of attitude. You know? So thus from now on I shall renounce it's not plundering others' wealth. I think there's no, I haven't heard of an English equivalent translation of the core, but I will not basically do the stuff that was mentioned earlier. I mean, taking and using the possessions of the three jewels, yeah. So that's called kor in Tibetan, yeah. Sometimes translated as pollution also, but it's difficult word, yeah. Kor.
Oh,
how should not kor.
Tani Miguel and a power chas.
When my body is suddenly struck by contagious disease, it is the weapon of my own evil deeds turned upon me for committing acts that corrupted my vows. Tam Sik Nyang Be Chao. For committing acts that corrupted my samaya or vows. Yeah. From now on, I shall renounce non-virtuous acts, yeah, or non-virtue. Oh,
toshin, that don't that tire, that pana loburdo, ani ne chapogi, ani si narwato, ani si loburdo, that kone tindogi, ani si kone sinasau tindogi, ani kwe da, what tinde chumbai na, that tinde chigi, that tunga narwai, that ti karishabasa na, that tamzinya ba des, tamzinya be.
So suddenly, you know, experiencing, you know, or suddenly being inflicted by contagious diseases is said to be the result of having transgressed a samaya in the past. In Tibetan, it's tamsik, samaya.
Ani dapar masomai na tiki ki ani nyewe tunga la sowa ma longje ani tunga nyongai otila ta tamsik nyamba asin otila kochu yore.
Yeah, so tamsik means a pledge, yeah, samaya, whether it's a spiritual commitment, a vow or precept or promise, because tamba tamsik, so if one keeps to the samaya, to the pledge, to the promise, then one becomes good, becomes excellent, becomes holy, tamba, tamtsik. If one transgresses the tamtsik, the samaya, then one will fall to the lower realms and suffer. So as such, then the one makes the pledge to henceforth abandon non-virtue.
Oh, tersha, tadi pece tela zam shakta, ah, tad,
no,
tad dou dou tersha, tad lo tersha, tad tang chi, dou dou da, jor malang na luai mi tua, tad chiwa katu, tad ni tua.
Ah,
kong lo tu ni aku pas.
Eunice is not here. It's a question. So now just look at some of the qualms that there were. That
you still wake up? Huh? Bedtime. Just one question we go through.
Okay, the qualms from the Tathagata essence, right? Okay, the question is, I do have a qualm about the quality of the spontaneity of Buddha. This quality is uncompounded. I'm not sure whether we said that, but anyway. I'm not very sure I fully understand this. This quality functions to help all sentient beings. The quality of spontaneity, the spontaneous enlightened activity, right? Thus, in a way, it is dependent on the existence of sentient beings. If so, why is it uncompounded? On the other hand, it's also not correct to say it is compounded, because that would mean that effort and cause is required to perform actions to benefit sentient beings, which is not the case. I mean, that's the qualm.
Kansukto, nyingbo tita.
La.
Nyingbo tita kansukto. Makarisa, tumachi, longi tupse, longi tupiyante se iti sikora. Longi tupiyante. Longi tupiyante, takwa re, mi takwa re, tat, duchere tumachi res, tati toji shikora. La.
Anzu tumachi re, la, vire sa.
Ani?
Te, la, mi wana.
Too much. 동가시도 샤르 왔다. 그때를 도바치게 매로 건져 가.
데데레. 알. 이 지단데 나도 후임 기 주반디.
아. You understand? 더 코이시 콤. 아? Better don't answer. You don't understand the con then? That you do Sanjay Kunji, you didn't anybody to share it to my share that you are done it in Haku. Sanjay Kunji, you didn't give anybody to share it to my share.
Okay. Of the eight qualities of the Buddha jewel that were mentioned in the Tathagata essence, what is the second quality, and is that quality compounded or uncompounded? Uno, what is the second quality? Spontaneity. Okay? Spontaneity. Okay? Then, is it compounded or uncompounded?
Huh?
Should be means it is uncompounded, but you cannot accept it. So it says it is compounded, is it? Or what do you mean? Should be means what?
That color.
Fun gitu.
That one, that the color is signal. That one, 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 that
one, that
How does the Buddha's effortless and spontaneous enlightened activity come about? That was addressed, right? What makes that possible for Buddha's enlightened activity to be spontaneous and effortless? That is made possible by the abandonment of the two obscurations. So it was said, right?
Alwa, ta simjengi gyula ti yungtuga ma lungi tibi yuante beso la matabe lungi tibi chawa chitube di simjeng nekalo yungu yomare. Karse nako dimni mabang bainza lungi tibi di yungtuga yomare. Na sanjengi nekalo yungtuga di ta dimni chazang bainza lungi tibi di yungtuga di simjeng ta deshe ti kyakidwa.
So this quality of acting effortlessly and spontaneously without any, you know, without needing to depend on thought, right, is a quality of the Buddha's only. It does not exist on a sentient being's ground, right? And why are sentient beings not able to do stuff without thinking, right? We're not able to do stuff without effort, isn't it? Why? Because it is said that we have not yet abandoned the two obscurations. The Buddhas can do it because they have abandoned the two obscurations. So it was said.
What do you say? This is the one that is the one that is that letter you must say the tarpa said that tambus pena pogitilachi quasi chakutwa pena tarpa said Sanjay Kopang said the binebe nyande said the quasi chakwe.
First, we need to get an idea of what non abiding nirvana is, or what enlightenment is, or what is nirvana.
Okay,
So that is an important point. When we talk about nirvana, non-abiding nirvana or enlightenment, whatever, when we use these terms, what exactly do they mean? At the end of the day, essentially, what is enlightenment? So that's crucial to understand
the answer to the question. 송샤니 레다니 모 남돌레스 텔레트베 토바 토마니 가바주 세시고도 다 토다니 카르스나 포기타 레다 포기 카르스와레 페다 마즈큐라 페나 코알라 코레데 카데신 고레 담보디 시앙과 직착이어레 지스로가나 다 두바시네 테레 조조 데버지비 데진세다 유축도 보랑원에 두바시나 티실라 체체 아니 데 담버트 바르니 제 짐바시 게임이지
Like what Nagarjuna said, basically, what is liberation? Liberation is the extinction or the exhaustion of karma and afflictions. Where does karma and affliction go? Into what are they exhausted? It's essentially the sphere of reality, emptiness. The exhaustion, the sphere of reality is into which all karma and afflictions are seized, where all elaborations are seized. So that is essentially, that's what liberation is. And even prior to talking about this, we first have to know how does suffering come about? How does samsara come about? So, to cut to the chase, in essence, the root of samsara is ignorance, the apprehension of true existence, isn't it? The mind that actively, believes that each and everything that exists from their own side. Yeah.
Oh, that tambo pagita, then that chukdu do yobashi shar. Ani, ti shila shashi, ani, derang zin shimu doa. Chukdu do shar kyuza, shawa nashi, susu zin shi. That tota ti, that din zin seri ten, chukdu do shar.
So whatever that appears to us appears as being established from their own side, being existing from their own side, existing inherently. So first there is that appearance of true existence. And the mind, then inside us, there is a mind that ascends to the appearance, that believes that is how things exist. So that mind is called the apprehension of true existence.
Ani tapa nashin, tajyo rangi loe tapa re te inayang, rangi loe tapa de mashe seta, chutum ne yaba seta, sangbo ina, sangbo tajidu ta yujungo ne yaba se, nyamba ina ta rangi loe ta dromang ushada nyamba dro tapa re te inayang, tinte chakimdo wa, ta korangwa na ta mitukwa, yangta mayimba se, ani chutum tinche, ta chadang kye yungwe se, oti sungyo.
So with that as the basis, then incorrect mental attention comes into play. So while in reality, whether the object in question is good or bad, although in reality it is just a projection of the mind, a mere imputation by the mind, but that's not how things appear to the mind, and that's not what we believe. We believe whether the object in question is a positive good phenomenon or bad thing. If we think that it's a good object or good person, that person or that object appears as completely good from its own side, and appears to have it appears to have qualities over actually above what the object actually possesses. But we don't realize that. So you know, we superimpose, you know, we exaggerate basically. Exaggerate the attributes of the object. Yeah. So whether if the object is good, we think it's 100% good, you know, from his own side, or whether the object is bad, and we just think it's 100%, you know, or bad from his own side. You know. Nothing to do with us, nothing to do with our perception. It's just right there, coming from the side of the object.
That today, Kingi, Anit is Chadang, Anit Chikta, that Shukshimu Kingi, Ravata Yidunga Tongshi, Chadang Chaba Kingi, Anit Chikta.
Of course, based on that kind of appearance and belief, right? Then a very strong anger arises towards the things that we find inherently repulsive. And we develop very strong attachment for the things that we find inherently pleasant or attractive. And then based on that, we engage in all kinds of actions. We accumulate karma. And the result is continuous suffering and problems. Continuous. You know, when we say that you know, liberation is essentially a state whereby all elaborations, you know, have dissolved, right? Liberation is the state, essentially emptiness, the sphere of reality into which all elaborations dissolve into, right? So the word elaboration mean a couple of things, yeah, but essentially The fundamental elaboration here is the elaboration of true existence. It refers to the mind, ignorance, the apprehension of true existence. While things do not exist from their own side, the apprehension of true existence conceives of things to exist from their own side. Yeah, so it's actually an elaboration, right? Because in reality, there is no true existence. But the apprehension of true existence, the mind, elaborates, you know, like, you know, exaggerates, elaborates, you know, imputes, you know, inherent existence onto things and events.
Oh, that tero denzin di zawa chayata, mwane chita dunga tamze chun zawa sayate, kwa koshe gita, yuzo koshe gita, ta di, ta tongba, di rangshin meba, ta mwane chik, mwabin nesu chita wa shin shibe lo, rangshin meba tobe lo di, kyeba ina, ani di, nyembo denze, denzin di, nunga chung tangze,
So this elaboration, this apprehension of true existence is a wrong consciousness, from which, you know, all the problems and all the suffering arises. So since it is a false elaboration of reality, so if we apply the antidote, which is the understanding that there has never been any true existence and will never be, when that antidote is generated, and it can weaken the apprehension of true existence, yeah. And in so doing, then we can then also remove this apprehension of true existence.
That 다 동바니 옷으로 도서 년보 떡진 깨시 다 된제데 가와 침바르스나 가와 세바르스나 다 동배는 항도 세도야지 그러고 생기 인수 세도야지 마도 도서 깨미도 와 도서만 땅바니 된제 간대 세바르 가와 침바르스는 조수서 깨미도 와 생기 인도 세도야지 마도
So come the day when we generate the wisdom, the mind that directly perceives selflessness, generate the mind that directly sees emptiness. So that mind becomes an antidote, powerful enough to start overcoming ignorance, isn't it? Start overcoming the apprehension of true existence. So when the antidote is generated, the thing that it opposes the apprehension of true existence. If you ask, where does it go? So when you generate the wisdom realizing emptiness, where does the apprehension of true existence go? If you ask the question, there's nothing else to say other than emptiness, isn't it? Where does the apprehension of true existence dissolve into? Where does it, where, into which, into what it is it sees? It is seized in the sphere of reality. It is seized in the finer sphere. It is seized in the reality of the mind, the suchness of the mind. I mean, it's not as if it walks away. Right? I mean, it is, yeah.
Or that today that same rashi tongba said it la that tima say to gala that go tarba se na korai pare. Right.
So when the suchness with defilement, when the mind that is accompanied with defilement, right? When the suchness with defilements is separated from the defilements, what is left is the suchness of the mind, isn't it? That is liberation. There's nothing else to point to. Liberation is that. There's nothing else to point to. This final sphere of reality.
Oh, Tuxin. That minute when you say that, that guy is bad. Or what? That Sanjay Yunde, you must say that. Sungi to be. Yunde say Sungi there, that guy is bad. Minute when you say that, that guy is bad. Go dimly, tada. Ani chik say do gala. Sungi rashi. Tomba kora minute when you say that.
Well, the same thing with the non-abiding nirvana. Yeah. So when the mind is, when the two obscurations are completely separated from the mind, when the two obscurations are removed, abandoned, yeah, what you have left is that suchness, yeah, that mind, right? The suchness, yeah. So that is the non-abiding nirvana. The suchness that is not covered by or accompanied by the two obscurations. Yeah. So that is the quality of spontaneity. That non-abiding nirvana, that thing is that second quality.
Are you getting? That is some not tandogala. That too much is Shagidua. That don't do Shagidua. Minimum young day, say, and Sanjay Kuchi, you didn't give us it, don't I? Too much is Shagure.
So, this non abiding nirvana or this is uncompounded.
So, Tonday, but this same Jirashi, same Rashi, Tomba Koran Shagidua. Same Rashi, Tomba, you are me to talk Sintako.
So nirvana is just basically the emptiness of the suchness of the mind. The suchness of the mind that has been separated from the two obscurations, that is what the non-abiding nirvana is. Yeah. Essentially, it's the suchness of the mind, it's an emptiness of the mind, right? But it is always, the emptiness of the mind has always been there, right? It has always been there. It's just that along the way, it acquires a different name. Yeah. So when it is accompanied with the defilements, it is called the suchness with defilements. When it is not accompanied with the defilements, when the two obscurations have been removed, then it is called the non-abiding nirvana, isn't it? We may as the mind progresses, when it acquires different names, then we sometimes, perhaps maybe people might think that at certain times it is uncompounded, and then other times it is compounded. Yeah. Well, it's not like that, right? When we talk about the ultimate nature of the mind, right? The suchness of the mind, it is uncompounded. It has always been uncompounded. It will always remain uncompounded. That quality, right? The emptiness, the suchness of the mind, right? Well, if you think about it, the emptiness or the suchness of the mind, the emptiness of the mind is the basis from which samsara is established, from which samsara arises. But it is that same suchness of the mind is also that which makes nirvana possible.
Okay. So, I think you're falling asleep. I think. Huh? That don't that today. That is not so good. That don't that.
It is challenging. It's not easy. When you hear how all things are the elaborations of emptiness, how all things are the display or the play of emptiness, how everything is in the nature of emptiness, right? I mean, yeah, to say it's easy, yeah. Well, because the mind is empty of existing inherently. Because of the suchness of the mind, there is samsara and there is nirvana. If that is not the final nature of the mind, there's no way for samsara and nirvana to exist. If the mind, consciousness, exists inherently, making a presentation of samsara and nirvana would be untenable, not feasible, not possible, if mind exists inherently. So you say yeah, you agree, you nod your head, yeah. But the question is why? That's what we have to think about. Why? If the mind exists inherently, there cannot be nirvana and cannot be samsara. Why?
Oh, today zang da jun zhen ti xie na da sim ra xi ge dong ba yin zang sim ra xi ge dong ba ti ong ti ngang le da ti le ku ra zhu le sim ra xi ge dong ba ti ngang le yang de zhu le.
So samsara is established from within the emptiness of the mind, so is nirvana.
Oh, the hard. Oh, that diction. That piece. There. That. 진대인장. That. There. That. 전단형부. There. 보겠다. 산재군주의 윤대. 니바디. That. 두마시레스. That. 전단이 미네비냥대세세 거야래. 다 진대기 다 미네비냥대디 여바인자. 다 송기 주비. 다 칠레디 유구여래. 송기 주비 칠레스나 양것도 마시 말아왔다. 왔다 송기 주비에게 칠레신 거로 왔다. 진저야 두마시레스기여 말해. 곧 보기 시지여로. 보기 송기 주보 유명 게 시다 민네베 양대 세대다 또 마시셔 다 뒤앙을 중에 다 틀에 든서 양 두셔라 봐 그래.
So with that as the basis, the non-abiding nirvana, which is essentially uncompounded, right? Suchness of the mind, right? With that as the basis, then the Buddha is spontaneous. The Buddha is spontaneous. His enlightened activities are spontaneous and effortless because of that. But when you talk about Buddha's enlightened activities per se, the activities themselves, of course, are not uncompounded. They are compounded, right? Buddha's enlightened activities are compounded for sure, yeah. Great.
I don't know. Are you okay? Huh? Anyway. Okay, stop here. Huh? Better stop. To sit down on the menus in Malaysia to go to the city.
Nah.
The menus in Malaysia to go to the city. Nah. The menus in Malaysia to go to the city. Nah.
Nishu Katsuchigre. Nishu. Nishu Tsabdu.
Tsabdu. Oh. 잡는 진짜 초주시 애교 어떻게 다야 어때?
Okay, you are temporarily liberated for 2 weeks. The class will resume on the 27th of August, right? Yeah, 27th of August, right? Okay, let's finish with the user press. Sa ji pe ge ji jing me do zha zhi ra ni xie nian dai.